following program is paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? Happy Mardi Gras, y'all. The big super crew of Endymion will be rolling from Mid-City to the Mississippi River today. It's an unbelievable sight to see if ever you get a chance to go to New Orleans on what they call Endymion Saturday, the Saturday before Mardi Gras Day coming up Tuesday. Tomorrow it's the old Italian crew, Bacchus, the Roman god of wine, and about four or five other parades each of those days. And as I mentioned in my blog blast, and by the way, if you want to get the blog blast and you don't get it, just go to TonyMartPresents@gmail.com and you can get the blast that we, Nancy and I, try to send it out wherever the hell we are. We try to get it out to everyone to cover a lot of the things that we're talking about here today. TonyMartPresents@gmail.com. This, of course, is Tony Mart Presents, music, food, fun, and travel. Let the good times roll. And they have been rolling. Happy Mardi Gras to everybody from the Big Easy Cruise right to the Jam Band Cruise, which was a really interesting, crazy, but wonderful experience. The 22nd Jam Band Cruise. We were in Florida and we decided to just stay and go there before we head back to Tucson next week. So here we are. I want to say happy Valentine's Day to everyone. It's a somber day for us because we lost Dad 39 years ago. Tony Mart passed on February 14th, 1986, 39 years ago. He only lived 3 years after we sold the Mart. It was really, really sad. We did it all after we sold it so he could retire and enjoy himself. Anyway, back to the Mardi Gras. So we kind of skip over Valentine's Day because it's got that stigma for us. But everybody, hope everybody has a great Valentine's Day with their lovers. We can tell you one thing. We saw lots of sexy romantic things on that Jam Band Cruise because those kids, that's a young crowd. Unlike the Big Easy Cruise and the Legendary Rhythm and Blues Cruise and all the other cruises that that they promote, the promoter of Nance, the promoter of the Jam Band Cruise, what's the name of that company? They promote the Malt Shop Cruise, the Soul Cruise, the Disco Cruise, the Sandy Beaches Cruise, which was originally Star Vista Cruises.com, BigEasyCruises.com. That was a phenomenal. They also took over what used to be the Delbert McClinton Sandy Beaches Cruise. They do a great job, and we went up the river with them. Then after a couple of weeks, when we got off, we got to do the Jam Band Cruise, which was really, really worth it. The age on that cruise of passengers is like 30 to 60 primarily. There's a few young people below 30, most of whom are performers. And then there's also, a small amount of older people, 10, 20% like us. A great experience. And we're going to be talking more about the Jam Band Cruise because the woman that runs the cruise, the operations director, Annabelle, is a great character, and we're going to probably have her on the show because she's very hands-on. But that's where we celebrated the Mardi Gras this year. In New Orleans, they have, Endymion today, Bacchus tomorrow. Harry Connick Jr. gives Orpheus to the city of New Orleans Monday night, Lundi Gras night. Monday night, Lundi is Monday in French. So Monday is Lundi Gras. And then Tuesday, of course, is Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, and Mardi, meaning, of course, the Tuesday. Lundi Gras, Mardi Gras. And then it's Ash Wednesday. Everybody walks around with ashes on their head and sobers up. Some people give up a lot of different things, including drinking for Lent. And that's just the way New Orleans is, one of the most intriguing and interesting and unique cultures in the world, not just the United States, in the world. And you can be sure of one thing, though. They'll be getting ready to crank up for French Quarter Festival and, of course, the granddaddy of them all, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. And we will be there, I think, around the 23rd or 24th of April. That one begins, Jazz Fest, y'all. So happy Mardi Gras to everyone. Of course, on Mardi Gras Day, you have the big features are the original blue-blooded European white Creole people in New Orleans, Rex. Rex is the king of Carnival. However, with integration and with, you know, the rationalization of, you know, American culture after slavery and all, Zulu became the African American king of Mardi Gras. So on Mardi Gras Day, you got Zulu first with all the Mardi Gras Indians. Johnny Sansone always rolls in that one with Monk Boudreaux, both of whom, of course, have performed for us. And then after the Mardi Gras Indians comes Rex. And that's how they end the Mardi Gras on Tuesday. And we wish them well. It's a little early this year. I think they've had pretty good weather considering Mardi Gras is so early in February. But it's an experience you should have. And please don't believe that it's all drunken sloppiness and dangerous. There are many, many nice, safe, family-oriented places to see the Mardi Gras parades. And as Buckwheat Zydeco would say, you can take that to your best bank, baby. Your best bank. So we're very excited about so many things, as you can tell. We want to thank, again, the Big Easy Cruise. And, you know, BigEasyCruise.com. You want to get reserved on that one for next year. The entertainment on the Big Easy Cruise was incredible. The night we spent in New Orleans, just for people who know and understand, I mean, and people who should know and understand, because it's not that difficult to get to New Orleans, and the New Orleanians are the nicest people on earth, okay? They don't get enough credit for being so nice. Yes, there's crime. Yes, there's shootings. That goes on everywhere. And you can't say New Orleans is a bad place to go because of that. New Orleans is a great place to go for all of the reasons that I'm always providing, not to mention the fact that they have some of the greatest restaurants in the world. And I'll tell you something, if you're used to Miami-Dade or New York, North Jersey prices, you will be pleasantly surprised that New Orleans is not that expensive for restaurants, especially if you don't do the fine dining, because there are, you know, 100 great restaurants that are well below the fine dining price levels. And I'm talking great restaurants, you know. You can go to the places where you might see Irma Thomas when she's not playing with Galactic. Galactic was on the jam band cruise with us, with Angelica Jelly Joseph, who did a fantastic job. But the day we spent in New Orleans, it was so cool going up the Mississippi River. We really enjoyed that as much as we anticipated we were going to enjoy it. And when we got to New Orleans, it was a cold day. It was like in the high 50s, which is, you know, cold, damn cold for New Orleans. And we had a choice. Listen to this choice. If you wanted to, you could get on the tram, the buses that were provided to take you to the legendary Tipitinas and see Galactic. Because Galactic and their management owns the legendary Tipitinas, which we've talked about before and we will continue to talk about because it is so important in the history of New Orleans music. We want to say things about the Neville brothers because Cyril Neville still performs for us. Cyril Neville was on the Big Easy cruise. Magnificent. You want to see Cyril Neville while you still can. He's got great energy. He's doing super, super shows. And he is the youngest of the four Neville brothers. Ivan Neville, who just blew up the jam band cruise. The jam band cruise was tremendous. You know, as far as Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, Galactic, as I said, Gio Leo was George Porter Jr. and Leo Nocentelli with Ivan Neville performing the parts of his uncle, Art Neville, one of the greatest keyboard players and performers of funk. You know, they were the Meters, and George Porter performed beautifully, and he and I got to meet, and it looks like we're going to have him on the boardwalk and the beach. This is going to be one of the big stories of summertime 2026, and this is the kind of stuff that goes on the boat. You know, we talk and we start putting things together and hatching and finalizing and finishing things. And George Porter did an incredible show. Gio Leo, they called it. George and Leo, two original members. And Ivan Neville, of course, and his Dumpster Funk. And Ivan Neville did a New Orleans nostalgia show with all of his music that was just incredible. But the night we were in New Orleans, I keep digressing because I'm so excited about how many great things I want to share with you all. We really want you to understand how not only great all of this is, but how unique to the world all of this is and how valuable it is that we are able, thank God, to bring all of this to you when it's the time to celebrate in June, July, August, and September at the Jersey Shore. We didn't get off the ship and go see Galactic because they brought Trombone Shorty on the ship to do two shows. And of course, Trombone Shorty, the best way for me to explain to you and for the older folks who remember Louis Armstrong on the Ed Sullivan Show, you know, Trombone Shorty, Troy Andrews, who is James Andrews' younger brother. Many of you may recall James Andrews has played for us several times in Summers Point and Atlantic City. Trombone Shorty is like the modern, contemporary, hard-driving, funky rock R&B equivalent of what Louis Armstrong was in terms of being the ambassador of New Orleans music to the world. And he has great players, and he is a great player. Of course, for the pure jazz people out there, the first thing they're going to say is, well, Louis Armstrong was this and that. And I of course, know that. One of my greatest regrets in life musically, are two people that I never got to see. One was Louis Armstrong. He revolutionized jazz. Jazz was born in New Orleans. He went up the river to Chicago with the King Oliver Band, but Louis Armstrong went all over the world as the ambassador of New Orleans jazz. And Trombone Shorty is playing that role right now. Of course, he's also being eclipsed by John Batiste. You know, these old families are the roots, the cultural roots of New Orleans music, the Batiste family. Now, John Batiste has rightfully become a megastar. And as I mentioned before, Harry Connick Jr. has been a megastar of New Orleans music for many years. And he just decided to give the city of New Orleans a spectacular nighttime parade. And that is Monday night, Orpheus. Orpheus was one of the demigods of music. All the crews are named after, you know, mythological creatures, gods, demigods. Endymion was the god of fertility, in case you were wondering. Anyway, we're so very excited about all of this and all that we're able to do and bring to you all. Everything that I've talked about, we have had, and we're planning to have more. And we're also planning to get into the classic rock of it all. And Mitch Ryder, of course, is the greatest, most popular of all the rock stars that played at Tony Mart's, that played in Summers Point, who is still alive to come and perform for us. And he did a really super, superb, tight, quintessential performance. Sitting there, he's 80 years old, he sits, but the vocal performance and the energy and the songs, the songbook. We're going to talk more about that because he was supposed to be on the show today, but unfortunately his wife got ill. They're in Europe, but they were going to call in from Europe, but unfortunately it couldn't happen. So we are able to have a great musical guest, and it links in to the Mitch Ryder thing. You know, Mitch Ryder played in 65 at Tony Mart's when Devil with the Blue Dress had not broken yet nationally. He was in New York and they were just coming out. They were a young group with a lot of potential, starting to sell records. And when Levon and the Hawks, when the band left and went to become Bob Dylan in the band in August of 65, of course, it was Mitch Ryder that my father called. And that's how the connection exists between the legacy of Tony Martz and Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, they were at that time. But very interestingly and ironic, he is part of the 60th anniversary celebration of the last performance of Otis Redding, arguably the greatest soul singer that ever lived, Otis Redding. Try a Little Tenderness, Respect. I could go on and on. But Otis Redding came out of Stax Records. And the backbone of Stax Records was a group called Booker T and the MGs. Booker T. Jones, brilliant producer, songwriter, and one of the people who actually defined the Hammond organ sound in what we call Memphis rock and soul. And of course, you know, I always refer to our upcoming guest here as our rock and soul guitar hero, because that's what he prefers. It isn't, you know, it isn't just about rock and roll. It's about rock and soul. Yes, Elvis was in Memphis, but so was Otis Redding, Booker T and the MGs, Little Johnny Taylor, Mustang Sally, okay, you know, Knock on Wood, Hold On, I'm Coming, Sam and Dave. I could go on all night, but it's easier to just say to you this. There wouldn't be a Blues Brothers sound if there wasn't Booker T and the MGs and Stax Records, because they are over half of what the Blues Brothers do is rooted in this, you know, sound, the Memphis sound, Knock on Wood, Midnight Hour. I mean, you couldn't be in Tony March without hearing these songs. You know, they were a part of our life. And I am so proud and happy. This is what I live for. We have Booker T. Jones, August 19th, on the boardwalk at Mardi Gras on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, Wednesday night, August 19th. And we were able to get him. I've wanted him for a while. We saw him on the LRBC. He is, I don't think, quite 80, but around 80. But he is so healthy and good-looking and handsome. We're going to want to segue right from this into that, because the 60th anniversary of the performance by Otis Redding and the Barqués, which were another band besides Booker T and the MGs, the Barqués were one of the major house bands at the Dax Record Studio that gave us all these rock and soul sounds in the history of American music. Mitch Ryder was on that show with Otis Redding and the Barqués, and he is going to be a big part of the documentary that they're doing about the performance, which unfortunately turned out to be Otis Redding's last performance, because as many of you know, he died tragically way too young in an airplane crash. I would like to also mention about Mitch. He sends his regrets. His wife is ill. That's why he couldn't be on the show today. And he also has a great new album, and we're going to talk about that. He'll be back on. He'll be on the show next week or the following week, depending on how she does. Songs from the Road, Mitch Ryder, Songs from the Road. I think it's just being released, and that's very, very exciting. And so is this very cool connection we have. You know, our legacy concerts on the beach in Summers Point are also, you know, part of the Tony Mart legacy, with the concerts on the boardwalk, the Mardi Gras on the boardwalk concerts. And because of the CRETA grant, we were able to afford to have both Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Mitch Ryder and the Tony Mart All-Stars, because he comes in and performs with our guys, who did a tremendous job with him September 12th of last year. And ironically, Mitch Ryder is now doing the documentary, which will come out sometime this year, about Otis Redding and the Barqués. And of course, that leads us right back to Booker T and the MGs. And that's what I want to talk about now with our guest, who was kind enough to jump on with me, because as I said to you before, there's nobody that knows the Memphis rock and soul sound in South Jersey better than our own rock and soul guitar hero, Billy Walton. Thanks for doing this, man.
6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9. Forgot Eddie Floyd.
That's records, my number, baby. That's Wilson Pickett, right?
Yeah. Wilson Pickett, and but Eddie Floyd was another singer from that. He was like,
wood.
You know, yeah, Otis. Yep. Yeah.
Knock on Wood, man. Midnight Hour. Somebody was Midnight Hour.
Right. Great stuff.
This is the greatest.
Yep.
This is the greatest music. You know, if there's a second city of rock and roll, I mean, New Orleans, and you got to say Memphis very quickly after New Orleans, because the music went up the river. You know, Taj Mahal says, the music went down to New Orleans from the cotton fields and the churches and the gospel, and then it came right back up again as jazz and rock and roll.
Right. That's the truth.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so I mean, all that. But Booker T, I mean, I'm so excited you got Booker T. I mean, they were the backbone to Stax Records. Everything, right. Everything was a hit. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, from Green Onions, that was, you know, groundbreaking, you know, was different. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then they backed, you know, Otis, they backed Sam Cooke. They you know, I mean, Sam and Dave, I mean, that stuff, I mean, was incredible. Everything that came out of that little Stax studio, man, it was killer. Still is.
And the great guitar player, you know, his Booker T's guitar player, we just lost one of your heroes,
yep,
right,
Steve.
In the Blues Brothers.
I was lucky enough to do a tour in England with Steve Cropper. He was, what a great guy, that guy. Everything he played was a hit.
Right.
It's awesome.
Right.
You know?
Right. I remember seeing him one time, and he said, you know, I was in the studio, and I was working with some people, and all of a sudden, Isaac Hayes, you know.
Isaac Hayes.
Isaac Hayes, one of the huge names in early rock and soul and all of that, man. You know, Shaft. Everybody remembers Shaft, the movie. That was Isaac Hayes. That was Memphis.
Well,
that was Stax Records.
He wrote Soul Man, too. Did you know that?
Oh, he wrote Soul Man. Well, that's what I'm about
Soul
to
Man,
say, Billy.
That's
what I'm about to say. Cropper was in there talking to us at a little show he did in Tucson. We got to see him in Tucson because his son went to the University of Arizona. And Cropper, that all of a sudden Isaac Hayes comes running in and starts freaking out saying, Cropper, you got to come upstairs right now. I got to have a lick. I got to have a lick to start this song, you know. And you know what lick that was, right? Soul Man's lick, right? Was it Soul Man?
Yeah, you're right. Right. Yeah.
One of the most.
I mean, he was full of them. He played these hammer melodies. Yes. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Say. I want to hear what you're saying.
Well, he played all these like counter melodies to back up these awesome vocalists, and it just made the song. Like even in Dock of the Bay, when it goes from he does these little licks that just set it up. It was out of the box, you know, and it really was brilliant. You go back and listen to not just the main vocal, but listen to what's behind it. It's amazing. You know, that's why I like Stax, you know, had so much to it.
It's an institution, you know, from with the New Orleans thing, when we have the Nevilles, when we have George Porter, you know, when we have these things, this is the Memphis equivalent of that, having Booker T. Jones.
Yeah.
I am so, so excited. I hope people realize what it is that we're doing here, because this is the history of American music, like Mitch Ryder, like the New Orleans history. And I'm so happy that you're going to be able to come and be part of it and open the show that night, August 19th. On the boardwalk in Atlantic City at Mardi Gras on the boardwalk. I know what it means to you and what it means to me to have you there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting done with my set so I can listen to that.
Right. Incredible.
You know. Yeah, I mean, they
incredible.
Are the forefathers. The forefathers of soul, you know what I mean? That's there. I mean, you know, rock music is not that old, and that soul turned into rock, you know what I mean? So it's like being able to go see George Washington, basically, you know what I mean? That's the way I look at it. You know, those guys.
If people don't know, when you and I refer to Green Onions, please use your device and Google Green Onions and play the song. And I guarantee you, you're going to say, oh, that song. It was the break song, you know. One thing I want to say, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, because I want to go back to the thing about Steve Cropper and Otis and
Otis,
Otis Redding, and Booker T. Jones wrote "Dock of the Bay," and you know that's one of the 100 greatest songs, iconic songs in the history of music, as is "Devil with the Blue Dress." So I want people to just take a step back and appreciate what you and I are saying right now. On the boardwalk in Atlantic City, on the beach in Summers Point, for free, you're going to get to see the greatest artists in the history of American music who are responsible for this. Devil with the Blue Dress on, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Sitting on the dock of the bay, Booker T. Jones and Otis Redding. For music people, I don't think you need to say anymore, huh?
Right. You know, I mean, as a kid, I played the pony, and we'd do a Mitch Ryder medley, you know, Devil with the Blue Dress and all those songs. And every time you do it, the dance floor would pack. No matter where you put it in the set list, it was just, you know, that it's an instant party. And a lot of their stuff is you turn it on and it's an instant party as soon as you hear it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's they were tapped in, you know. Good stuff.
Springsteen does all of that stuff all the time. All of those songs.
I heard of him, but I'm not too familiar.
Well, you know, whenever I talk about him with John Cafferty, Cafferty's like, "Well, you know, Carm, there was Springsteen, and then there was me," and I agree with that. Because John, by the way, speaking of John Cafferty. He will be on the beach. I haven't had a chance to tell you this. Well, you know, I've been traveling. I've been on two cruises in the last 3-4 weeks. But we got Cafferty for July 17th on the beach in Summers Point. And we got you on the beach in Summers Point on the, I believe it's the 21st of...
Awesome.
Yeah, the 21st. And that Cafferty date must be wrong because you're August 21st, and you're going to have a great musician in his own right with you, and we're going to feature him as well, Anthony Crizon.
Spin
Doctors. Let's talk about that for a minute, Billy. He just did your new album with you.
I went up. You know, we wrote a bunch of songs together and had a great time in the studio. He's such a great player. I mean, besides being the Spin Doctors, he played with, Mitch Mitchell. He's played with, you know, everybody. He's like, you know, just a great guitar player, great vibe. I mean, we just finished the record and... you know,
it's
should be out.
Stab in the Back, right? The name of the record is Stab in the Back.
No, Line 'em Up. Line 'em Up.
Line 'em Up. The single is Stab in the Back. The name of the album is Line 'em Up. Is that available?
No, it's not available yet. It's we're going to have it ready for our European tour in March. We're going to have vinyl. We're having vinyl. If I could sleep in vinyl, I would sleep in vinyl. That's going to be fun, you know. So, yeah, we're really excited.
That's a great line. So we're going to get to hear you and Anthony perform some of that music on August 21st on the beach in Summers Point. But we also are looking forward to hearing a lot of from Anthony, and I really want to co-bill that because Anthony is a tremendous talent, and he's got the credentials. By the way, when Billy said he played with Mitch Mitchell, let's not let that roll over. Mitch Mitchell was one of the greatest drummers in the history of rock and roll who happened to play with a guy named Jimi Hendrix. Okay, he was as much a part of the Hendrix experience as Hendrix in a lot of ways, you know. And one of the greatest that ever played, right, Billy?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's all tied into that. early rock, too. I mean, Hendrix played with Little Richard as a guitar player, you know. And, it's pretty cool. The history of rock and soul. Yeah, the Isley Brothers also, yes.
The Isley Brothers, it is rock and soul. And, you know, like I said, if you're purely an Elvis guy or in that side of it, rock and roll was the term that they used in Cleveland. Bill Haley was a big part of that. Many, many years he played at Tony Martz. But rock and soul is a little bit more inclusive, a little bit more, you know, diversely descriptive of the way this music, you know, came. As they say in New Orleans, the music that stayed in New Orleans became rock and roll. And that was all the evolution of swing and R&B. I mean, you know, all of that. Willie Jordan did an album in 1956 with Let the Good Times Roll. That's his song.
Yeah.
And it was called, the name of the album was called Rock and Roll. So you had the swing R&B players, and then you had Alan Toussaint, and you had the funk, and oh my God, we could just, you and I could just go on all day with this. Now, we have this other cool thing opening up on the boardwalk. We're going to do this thing that's going to feature you as one of the stars, but it really is 15 what I call superstars of Southern Jersey rock and roll. And it's going to be the Tony Martz Classic Rock Superstar Tribute. And we'll do everything on that from, what do we say, going all the way back to the beginnings, these kinds of elements like you were just talking about some of the greatest original guitar players, but I mean right through into Santana, Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, and so many of them, Joe Walsh. And then also we're going to have the women. Your colleague, your co-star Tony, is going to be on that along with Karen Garland, Patti Balbo, and Patti Blee. So we're going to bring it all together and do 2.5 hours of the superstar music. And Billy and Danny Iyer, and, of course, not to be forgotten, the great Brian Varhaley from Nut. I mean, that's an amazing show. June 24th, that's how we're going to kick it off, with a tribute to all of you. And you, of course, it's a wonderful thing, Billy. I can't thank you enough, because you've become one of the Tony Martz All-Stars. You've always been a Tony Martz All-Star, but originally it was Bobby Campanelli's band, as you know. But I think you might have sat in a few times in the past on that.
I love Bobby. Bobby was great, you know.
By the way, we were talking about the Stax record sound. How about disco? Johnny Taylor wrote Disco Lady, one of the greatest funky disco songs of all time. That's Stax Records, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they were evolving, you know what I mean? And setting the seeds. But I'm still stuck on Louis Jordan, you know. I'm thinking, Caledonia, what makes your big head so hot? You know what I mean? That was the beginning. I mean, Louis Jordan, Louis Prima, Louis Prima, there was elements of rock in his stuff. You know, you listen back in the production, it's like, wow, you could see that it was one of those bottom steps to rock and roll. You know what I mean? It's pretty cool, you know.
But Booker T, this
is going to be a great show, man. I cannot wait to see him. I mean, that is going to be one not to miss.
The whole summer is really, really shaping up in a very, very big way. We're so grateful that you're going to be a part of it when you get back from Europe and we get ready to crank it up. We're going to do that June 24th show with Billy Walton as a featured guitar player, along with the great Danny Iyer and Brian Varhaley on June 24th. We're going to do Billy Walton on August 21st at the Legacy Concerts on the beach in Summers Point with Anthony Crizon. And we're going to do Billy Walton now. We just determined where he's going to play on the boardwalk. after in August, and that is the night that we have the 19th of August. So you'll play on the boardwalk on the 19th of August with Booker T. Jones. You'll play on the beach the 21st of August with Anthony Crizon. I think that might have to be Billy Walton week in Tony Mart World, Billy.
Sounds good. I'm in.
We love you.
That's going to be great. That's going to be so much fun.
I love you anymore if you were my own son. Thank you, Billy. Thank you for doing this. Billy dropped everything. I want you people to know, Billy dropped everything and came in and did this on less than an hour notice because Mitch Ryder's wife called me and said, I'm too sick. We can't do it. So thank you, Billy. God bless you, man. If I don't talk to you,
thanks for
well, but let's talk next week, all right?
Absolutely. And happy Valentine's Day to all those lovers out there.
and happy Mardi Gras. If you're playing in the next few days, don't forget the Mardi Gras music, Billy.
That's right. No, I never do.
Happy Mardi Gras. Take care. Thank you.
Thanks, Carmen.
Our rock and soul guitar hero, the great Billy Walton, international star going to Europe and then coming back here, playing dates along the East Coast, and then revving up for what is going to be what we're calling good times at the shore. All of the different concerts that we're doing and how much we're trying to load up. Right now, we're just loading up the guns. That's what it's all about. Before we talk about some really great deals at Circle Liquor Store, you know the primary sponsor of this show is Circle Liquor Store, probably the best independent liquor store in the world. Next week, certainly the best in New Jersey. Nobody could even touch it because of what they do. And we're going to talk about some of those things. But let's just start with one teaser. They have a fine boutique bourbon distillery called Bardstown. Bourbon people will know this, but they're not one of the big names. They make small batches, relatively small batches, and they have a bourbon, an excellent bourbon that they have bottled from a single barrel for the Circle Liquor Store. Bardstown bottled for Circle Liquor Store bourbon. And they put it on sale yesterday. They already sold 20 bottles just yesterday because it was in the newsletter. And people who are collectors of whiskeys and bourbons and single malt scotches and cognacs and things like that, they jumped all over it. So if you want to take advantage of that, that's happening now, just in time for that long President's Day weekend. We didn't even mention that. I did mention in my blast something very important about President's Day weekend, which is I really want everybody to have a great time together, respect each other, love one another, celebrate the most important things in our life, our family and our friends. I don't have a lot of family, although I've been enjoying time with my family here in Miami and Weston. I have some family left. Most of my family that's left is in Sicily. Of course, my brother Tony Mart Jr. is in Tucson, and my sister Katina Murata is doing well in Arroyo Grande, California, which is right near the Sonoma Coast wine country and Paso Robles. So we do occasionally go see her so we can stop off there. While we're talking about that one, let me just finish the sentiment and say, you know, be good, love each other, celebrate President's Day with your friends, with your family, and in what is the greatest country in the world. It's the country that Tony Mart came to with all of the promise that made him a legacy, and it still is the greatest country in the world. Happy President's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Mardi Gras. It's time to be happy and be good to each other. And, you know, I think I'll share this. One of the jam band cruise was a different experience. It was a wild experience. One of these stories I can't tell because there's no way to tell it effectively without saying the entire word, which is would not be appropriate, I don't think. This I can say because I can use F instead of the word that usually is associated with F. This very nice woman who was on the jam band cruise had a T-shirt. It said F. I think it was it complained last? But anyway, or it might have been, can't say. Was like, F more, bitch. Really thought that was a great way of saying, enjoy what you can enjoy and stop arguing about so many things that you can't control or are just whipped up by the media into frenzied hatred. Do what we do. Let the good times roll. Back to Circle Liquor Store. That's a little safer. I got to get the full name of that. And actually, that T-shirt belongs to a great vibraphonist, guy that plays the vibes in a jazz and jam band. And we'll have him perform for us, and he'll have that T-shirt. Although I don't know if we can sell it in Summers Point. I think in Atlantic City it'll be no problem. But anyway, I want to mention that Circle Liquor has another phenomenal. This one is off the charts. The bourbon thing, the Bardstown bourbon, that's for people who can afford to pay $83 for a bottle of bourbon out of the single barrel as a keepsake. This one is a screaming deal. Chet just told me about this morning. This one is a Pinot Noir from Sonoma Coast. From the Sonoma Coast, they have the right temperature, and they're becoming world famous for Pinot Noirs. Ask for the special. It's $21. I can't say the name on the air because this is a retail of four times plus. If you buy this wine at the retail price, it's four to five times the cost of $21. But it's a Pinot Noir from Sonoma Coast, and they have it for you at the winter wine sale at Circle Liquor Store. Let's take a break from Circle for a minute and thank Rich Gerber. Rich Gerber is one of our longtime ongoing sponsors. And I have to say this. The MIGAs and the rates, everybody is running for, security. Flight to quality, flight to security. People want to buy bonds. They want to buy annuities, and the rates are going to naturally come down from here. I think it's inevitable that rates are going to come down further. They've already come down some, but right now is a very good time to lock into the multi-year annuities, guaranteed annuities, and all the other annuities and plans that Rich Gerber has, including plans that give you cash bonuses. In other words, you can buy something for $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 for your for your future. You can lock into a program that allows for monthly payments, and they will give you additional money. So that at the end, the return is based on money that is added to the original principal that you invested. In other words, put in $35,000 and you get a return in 5 or 10 or 20 years based on if you had put in $40,000 or $50,000. Call Rich Gerber. He'll explain it better than I just did. 609-653-9101. This is the best place to get good returns at this level and guarantees from the best financial institutions in the world. Again, what he does in so many ways is better than CDs. First of all, you get Rich Gerber, who's an absolute expert in all of these kinds of financial and investment instruments. So you want to call Rich, and he just wants to talk to you, have a glass of wine, a beer, a coffee with you, talk about you and your family. Remember, he has done this for countless professionals, business owners, you know, lawyers, doctors, he will set you straight on what to do. He also has the Medicare transition. He's certified in all of that. He could do so many things for you. But if you go to a bank to get a CD, you know, I mean, yeah, okay, everybody says FDIC, you know, federal government. But let me tell you something. These 30, 35 institutions from the companies that Rich uses for people when they want to get into different instruments, worthy as the U.S. government, if you know anything about what I'm saying about the government's bonding and credit worthiness. I'm way off the subject. I could go from that to, we're going to jam with the guys that wrote Dock of the Bay with Otis Redding. But we try to be very, very diverse and very positive. A lot of different people are going to be coming to all of the shows. And Rich Gerber is somebody that's been sponsoring this show, Tony Marr Presents, music, food, fun, and travel. You know, we started this thing after our dear friend Eddie Hitzel passed. I was not allowed to be a part of his show, and now all of that's gone, and we're soaring in our ratings, and thanks to all of you. So I want to thank Circle Liquor Store. We're going to have the Wine Goddess on next week and talk about more Olympic wines and big red wines, and we are also going to have more announcements and have some rock. In the next week or two, you're going to have million sellers like Mitch Ryder coming on the show, and also George Porter Jr. We're working something up with him. He's a lifetime achievement award winner in the Grammys. That's what you have to look forward to as Tony Marr presents the Legacy Concerts on the beach in Summers Point, and also Mardi Gras on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. Until then, let the good times roll.
The preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Marr Presents.